Tonight we have entered into Surah Al-Ali Imran. And in the first page of Ali Imran, this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important principle that is crucial in understanding the Qur'an and the verses of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخرى متشابهات. Where Allah subhanahu says that He is the one who sent down the book. In this book, there are verses that are muhkamat. Muhkamat, meaning they can only have one possible meaning. And then there are other verses that are mutashabihat, meaning there are other verses that can have multiple meanings. For example, Allah subhanahu says in the Quran, He calls Himself nahnu, which means we. And we can mean, when a person uses the word nahnu, we, it can mean many people. And one person can also say nahnu, meaning out of majesty. So there's multiple meanings for the word nahnu, we, in the Quran. So when Allah uses we, does He mean He's more than one being? Or is He just one being? These are all possible interpretations. How do we know what's the correct interpretation? Allah subhanahu gives us the formula in this verse. He says that minhu ayatu muhkamatun hunna ummul kitabi, that the clear definite verses are ummul kitab, they are the source of the book, meaning they will explain the mutashabihat, they will explain the verses that can carry multiple meanings. So when we look at the word nahnu, it can mean one being or it can mean many beings. How do we know which one? We look at the muhkamat, the clear verses like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Allah is one. There's no other possible interpretation for this verse. So this verse defines the meaning of we, meaning Allah is one, and that one is not plural, but Allah speaking out of His majesty. Now why does Allah mention this in this surah? He mentions this principle in this surah because we needed to understand the rest of the Qur'an, but also because of this surah, as we started to hear tonight, Allah subhanahu introduces Maryam, who is the mother of Isa alayhi salam. And if you look at the life of Jesus alayhi salam, practically all the major events of his life are mutashabihat. Let's start with his birth. He was born without a father. So many possible interpretations. There are people who say he had a human father. There are people who say because he did not have a father, God is his father. There's so many interpretations. He's called Allah's word. What does that mean? Does his word mean that he's divine? Does the word mean he's son of God? So many interpretations. His identity has so many interpretations. What does it mean to be the Messiah, the Christ? So many possible interpretations. What happened to him? So many interpretations. Was he crucified? Was he not crucified? Confusion throughout history for hundreds of years of what happened to Jesus alayhi salam. And so his whole life is mutashabihat. What is that thing that will define which interpretation is correct? So Isa alayhi salam himself tells the people that مُبَشِّرًا بِالرُّسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, I'm giving you good news of a messenger who will come after me and his name will be Ahmed. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is also Ahmed, but why did Isa alayhi salam use the word Ahmed instead of Muhammad? What Isa alayhi salam is saying, because Ahmed in Arabic means Ahmadun Nasi and Yuhmad, that Ahmed is that person who is most deserving to be praised, meaning he will never lie. He's so praiseworthy out of all the people that you cannot feel or think of any negative thing about this person. So what Isa Islam is telling the people, that after me, basically with all this confusion that's going to develop, after me there's going to come a person who will be that muhkam, that clear defining person who will define exactly what happened in my life. And so, when we go, and this is why the Quran was revealed, to clarify what was lost in the time of the Torah and the Gospel, which clarifies all the confusion that the Jews had, the confusion that the Christians had. So these ayat that are in the Quran clarify that, that Isa Islam is not a son of God, he's not God, he's a prophet and a messenger of God. And this is why in the same surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Let's say if you love Allah, if you love God Almighty, tell them, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love God Almighty, then follow me, Allah will then love you. Meaning, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that clear guidance which defines exactly what happened in history regarding the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. And so for example, if someone wants to follow the incorrect interpretations, let's take one for example, like saying Jesus is the Son of God, our best response is to stick to the muhkamat ayat. So we ask one simple question. If you're saying Jesus is the Son of God, was that Son created or was he eternal? If they say that Jesus was created, then he's like every other creation. There's nothing special about being the Son, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions everything else besides him is created, is creation. If they say he's eternal, then you have a Son who's eternal and God who's eternal. If you have two eternal beings, that ends up being two gods. And thus, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, this muhkam ayah comes into play, that there can only be one. So using our muhkamat ayat, our verses, it's easy to convey the message to the Jews and Christians regarding the confusion that happened in their times. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ